From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States and India announced Tuesday they are strengthening cooperation on fighting terrorism. The two democracies are to intensify intelligence sharing and specifically work for the early operationalization of an agreement on exchanging information on known or suspected terrorists. That's according to India's External Affairs Minister, Sushma Swaraj, speaking to reporters in New Delhi. The governments also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cybercrime, according to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Overall, the ministers and officials of India and the United States are touting a significantly expanded strategic and economic relationship, according to Secretary Kerry said, couldn't come at a more important moment. Secretary Kerry is scheduled on Wednesday to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The European Union Tuesday ordered Apple to pay a record 13 billion euros in back taxes in Ireland, saying the deals allowing the U.S. tech giant to pay almost no taxes were illegal. This is the EU Competition Commissioner, Marguerite Vestager.
This decision sends a clear message. Member states cannot give unfair tax benefits to selected companies. No matter if they are European or foreign, large or small, part of a group or not.
Meanwhile, Apple and the Irish government immediately said they would appeal against the European Commission ruling, while the U.S. Treasury in a written statement said it could undermine its economic partnership with the EU. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber crashed a car into a gate at the Chinese embassy in the capital of Kyrgyzstan Tuesday in an attack that injured three people. Kyrgyzstan's prime minister said the blast in Bishkek killed only the bomber and that the injured were Kyrgyz employees at the site. The country's interior ministry, meanwhile, labeled it a terrorist attack. China condemned it, called it a violent and extreme act. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman told reporters that the government urged authorities in Kyrgyzstan to launch a thorough investigation and punish whomever is responsible. There is no immediate claim of responsibility. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace, killing more than 20 people. The car hit a wall of the SYL Hotel. It's a popular meeting spot for Somali government officials. Among those injured in the blast were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling on all French seaside towns to rescind what it calls discriminatory bans on the burkini and other forms of dress worn by Muslim women. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's headquarters in Geneva.
As the High Commissioner's spokesman, Rupert Colville, says, decrees such as the ban on wearing burkinis do not improve the security situation. He says they only serve to fuel religious intolerance and stigmatize Muslims.
By stimulating polarization between communities, these clothing bans have only succeeded in increasing tensions and as a result may actually undermine the effort to fight and prevent violent extremism, which depends on cooperation and mutual respect between communities.
Colville says dress codes such as anti-burkini decrees disproportionately affect women and girls, undermine their freedom to choose what to wear, and are humiliating and degrading. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Palestinian security forces have been arresting and abusing journalists and activists critical of their leaders, according to Human Rights Watch Tuesday in a report that comes weeks before local elections. The group said abuses had occurred in both the West Bank, where the Palestinian Authority is in power, and the Gaza Strip, which is run by Islamic movement Hamas. The spokesman for the Palestinian Authority's security forces in the West Bank said that they are committed to international treaties that were signed and respect for human rights, and said the officers were trained to avoid rights abuses. Meanwhile, in Gaza, an Interior Ministry spokesman denied torture and political arrest. He said the Human Rights Watch report included many fallacies. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.